It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Jeans are on sale in aisle 6.
And Chad P.
How's you led?
It's fun to smoke marijuana.
That's right. Oh. Satan.
Class is in.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Rock School, broadcasting from the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University. My name is Joe Burns. I am a professor right here on this here campus. Sitting to my immediate right is a former student and one who must learn. I'm going to try to scare him to death today because you've already told me in an earlier show that this stuff spoofed you, I think was the word that you used. And your name happens to be?
Chad P, and I'm spoofed.
A little bit. We're going to talk about back masking today.
Yeah.
Now don't immediately think to yourself that the entire show today is going to be all those scary 1970s, 1980s hair metal bands where you play it backwards and supposedly you hear Satan, 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 Satan. Yeah. And the reason you're not going to hear that, now you'll hear some of those, but the reason you're not going to hear all of that is because that gets boring after a while.
Yeah. What? After two or three times, you're like, okay.
Yeah, okay, I got it. And the reason it gets boring is because you quickly learn that for the most part, it's not real. It's not true. So what I've done is I've actually put together what I consider a panoply of all of these different back masks and all of this different research that I've done over the year. You got to remember, when I was in radio, this stuff was all in the news.
Yeah.
And I used to collect this stuff, myself and all of the other people that were around. And also when I was in radio, this was before digital and it was before all of the computers and such. We had reel-to-reels. It was very easy to flip things around.
Mm-hmm. Which just is, turn it backwards with your finger.
Right. And the machines would very easily go backwards. Mm-hmm. So we had large collections of all of these songs that supposedly had these. So let's begin.
Okay.
I brought with me some of the first back masking, true back masking. Not a lot of this stuff from the 1980s that the religious group said supposedly was done, but I mean true back masking to say to us, well, where did it start? Well, where did it start? Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, believe it or not. If you want to take it back to its literal beginnings, Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line, at least the bass part, was supposedly derived from a tape being played backwards by mistake.
No way.
Honest to goodness. Or so says Johnny Cash, but then again, he was taking a lot of pills at that time. What was the very first piece of music that had a piece of true back masking inside of it? Well, it's got to be some experimental band. Well, it was the Beatles. George Martin was a fan of allowing John Lennon and Paul McCartney to do just about whatever they wanted. And if you don't think you've ever heard back masking from the Beatles, you've had. It's all over their songs. Let me show you, or at least play for you, what was the very first song recorded and released with back masking. The song Tomorrow Never Knows finishes the Revolver album. You may not have heard it a lot because it wasn't a hit, but you probably have heard the backwards guitar that's inside of it. Now, what I've done is taken the part and played it forward, and then it immediately goes and plays it backwards. And I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm just going to play the clip of it, and then we'll get into the first one that has a back-masked voice. So, Chad, play the backwards.
Okay.
Hit it. Hit it. Go ahead. Hear this? That's a back-masked guitar.
Wow.
Hear it?
Yeah, I do.
That's the first time an instrument was recorded back-masked for release. Now, here it is, played backwards. Listen to the guitar playing forwards.
Okay. Wow.
There you go. So when your friends say, what was the first backmasking? Was it Led Zeppelin, Satan? No, it wasn't. It was the Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows. So what was the first backed, masked voice? Well, if you would, jump ahead to track number 9.
Got it.
Track number 9 was Rain by the Beatles. The backed, masked voice was at the very, very end in what's known as the coda. Now, this one you probably have heard. It was on the B-side of Paperback Writer. Now, again, I'm just going to play the little clip at the beginning so you can hear the voice going blah, 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 blah. It'll then turn around and you can hear what he says, and then we'll play the song Rain for you. So okay. Here it is, the way it's on the 45, and then it flips around and plays backwards. Go ahead. Okay, listen for the backwards. Did you hear the backwards voice?
Yeah.
Okay, now it'll flip around, and you'll hear what John Lennon actually says in that reversed, or what they called the, at that time, phonetic reversed voice. When the rain comes, they run and hide their heads.
I heard it.
There you go. So the very first words, the very first lyrics that were turned into a phonetic palindrome, a phonetic reversal, a backmasking was not Satan. It was...
The rain comes.
They run and hide their heads. Here are the Beatles. It's Rain on Rock School. Rain, the first backmask, or what they called at that point in time, phonetic reversal or phonetic palindrome, as we do all the backmasking. Well, let's get right into it. When you hear about backmasking, what do you think of? You think immediately of Stairway to Heaven. So apparently there is this backmasking homage to Satan inside of it. And what happens when I teach this, and this is a lecture basically that I do inside of my advanced audio class, and, yeah. And students say, well, how do people do this? How do they hear this? How do they hear this stuff? And they go, oh, I can't believe it says this. I'll tell you exactly how it's done. It's an old magician's trick. As a matter of fact, I'll do the trick for you. What you do is you tell the people what to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say what they think it says, but you tell the people what it says, you tell them what to hear, and you give them a backstory that's so full of detail that they believe it. Are you familiar with the song by the Beatles, Come Together?
Yeah. Come together.
Did you know that John Lennon actually asked for Mark David Chapman to kill him?
What?
Honest to goodness, John Lennon believed that his life was so darn difficult that he could only be seen as a star and only remembered as a great man is if he could ask Mark David Chapman to kill him in December of 1980. So he knew that this young man would be listening to the album, and he basically said to Mark David Chapman, through this album, shoot me, Mark David Chapman, shoot me. That's what he said. He did it through the song Come Together. He really did. Play the song. Listen. He says, shoot me. Listen. 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 He says, shoot me. Hear it? Listen. Listen. Listen to me saying, shoot me.
Shoot me.
Listen. 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 Isn't that amazing? Turn it down. Turn it down. It's not what he's saying, but that's the concept. Jump ahead to number 13, because we're going to play, if you would, on that same disc, jump ahead to 13, that's Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
What I was getting at is the concept. He's not saying, shoot me. He's saying, shoop.
If you say it with enough confidence,
that's
then
right. Tell a lie. Tell it with strength. Put enough detail behind it, and people will buy it. Okay, where did the Stairway to Heaven thing come from? In 1981, Christian DJ Michael Mills began stating on Christian radio programs that Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven contained hidden messages that were heard by the subconscious. Wait. About halfway through the show, I'm going to get into this concept of the subconscious. It comes through the Judas Priest song.
Oh, now we're getting deep.
Oh, wait. In early 1982, the Praise the Lord Network, a guy named Paul Crouch, hosted a show with self-described neuroscientist William Yarrell, who argued that rock stars were cooperating with the Church of Satan to place hidden, subliminal messages on records. Also in 1982, a fundamentalist Christian pastor Gary Greenwald started holding public lectures on the dangers of backmasking, along with one mass record smashing that began to get large-scale media. And then finally in 1982, CBS News' Dan Rather began running these news shows dealing with backmasked messages, playing reversed sections of songs by Led Zeppelin. So this is really where it started to take off, round about 1982. So if somebody says, well, where did this Led Zeppelin thing come from, Michael Mills, he's a Christian DJ, and also the Praise the Lord Network. That's really where it all started from. And once that got a hold of it, everybody began taking the records, playing them backwards, destroying their needles, and coming up with it. So what does it supposedly say? If you play the section, if there's a bustle in your head, don't be alone. It supposedly says, oh, here's to my sweet Satan, the one whose little path will make me sad, whose power is Satan, he will give you 666. There was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan. Don't
what?
Believe me? Here it is four words. Go ahead. Here we go. All right. Okay, here it is four words. Da-da-da-da-dum.
Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
All right, we'll turn it around. Oh, here's to my sweet Satan. Listen. The one whose path will make me sad. He will give me 666. It was a little tool shed where he made us suffer. Want to hear it again? Now, did you really hear it?
Because you told me.
Of course, I told you what to hear. Now, wait a minute. Listen. Now, you tell me, Chad P. Go ahead and hit it. Go ahead and hit it, the song. Did you hear it because you heard it? Or did you hear it because I told you to hear it?
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Here you go. Stairway to Heaven on Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about backmasking. There you go, Led Zeppelin, and oh, some beautiful work on that double neck SG.
I find the irony of that is that the accusers said that the backmasking was talking about what it's talking about.
Yeah, Michael Mills actually started it.
So the forward side is talking about heaven, and then the backwards thing is talking about the polar opposite.
Well, what Michael Mills will tell you is that songs that have backmasking in them, at least what he suggests, is that there are lyrics going forwards that suggest to you to listen to the song backwards. And what Mills suggests the lyric is going forwards is where he says, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
Oh.
Supposedly, that was the tip for Mills to turn the record to go backwards.
Oh, I see.
I'm not sure how that leap was made, but we're going to come back, play another one backwards. If you thought that one was interesting, I got one for you that's just absolutely goofy. Right after this, 1 minute, Rock School.
Support for programming on 90.9 KSLU is made possible in part by Home Theater Etc. Home Theater Etc. has a variety of flat panel displays for watching sports, talk shows, or films from brands such as Pioneer, Sharp, LG, Pioneer Elite, Toshiba, Sony, and others. Home Theater Etc. is located on the corner of Morris and Mooney across from Florida Parish's Bank. The telephone number is area code 985-340-7777. Home Theater Etc., a proud supporter of programming on 90.9 FM KSLU.
This is Rocksicle as we talk about backmasking, and I got a few more examples for you of backmasked songs, except in this one, I'm not going to tell you what it says before we actually play it backwards for you. Now, surely, people who make laws in our country didn't actually write legislation against this. Surely they don't think this is real. Well, surely they do. In 1983, a California bill was introduced that backmasking can, quote, manipulate our behavior without our knowledge or consent. Are you kidding me? And turn
serious?
Us into disciples of the Antichrist. That's literally what the bill said.
When was this?
In California. A successful bill made to distribution wow, distribution of records with undeclared backmasking, an invasion of privacy for which the distributor can be sued and jailed. So if you sold this record, you could be sued and jailed. Can you believe it?
No.
The next one comes from Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell believed that if you took Queen's song, Another One Bites the Dust, okay, and played it backwards, you would... Well, let's see if you can figure it out.
Okay.
Go ahead and hit it. Now, here it is forwards.
Another one bites the dust.
I think everyone knows this.
Right, right.
Okay, here it is forwards.
Okay.
Another one bites the dust.
All right.
And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Hey.
Hey,
I'm
gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Okay, let's go backwards. Let's turn it around. No. Did you hear it? It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana.
What?
Listen, listen. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. Listen. It's fun to smoke marijuana. That's
good
really
grief.
What he says. It really is. So another one gone and another one gone and another one gone and another one gone. And I wish they were gone. There's Queen on Rock School.
About marijuana in there. I just heard. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow, man.
All I heard.
Do you have any cookie dough? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We're at half past here,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, here on Rock Schools. We talk about backmasking and all that. We're going to eschew the stump and all of that kind of stuff because I just...
Actually, I got a stump
I
for you.
Some, okay, go ahead.
There's a stump on backmasking.
You're going to do the backmasking stump?
Yeah,
go
ready?
Ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What did
it's
I
fun
just
to
say?
Smoke marijuana.
That's right. With Satan.
Or Satan. Yeah, the answer, if the answer is anything, it's always Satan.
That's right.
Let us just pitch to you next week, if I'm not mistaken, we're raising money.
We are raising money for the
what
KSLU,
is it?
This KSLU Fund Drive, March 12th, 13th, and 14th. And for the first time in Rock School history,
we're live.
We are live.
We're live. We're going to be in the studio. So if you'd like to come up and see what we look like doing this show live,
yep,
we'll be totally nude.
Well, oh, God.
Well, he will be.
You know, no, I won't.
He will be. I guarantee it.
That
ladies,
in the contract.
Ladies, if you pay enough money,
yeah,
you pay enough money. Strip radio, we call it. No, he won't be. He won't be. In fact, he'll be wearing a towel. If you want... What do you say we skip the stump? Let me play for you a few more of these little backwards things, and the Beatles are always good for this kind of stuff. Jump ahead to number 14. These are a lot of the ones that I did. No, it's number 14 on this one here.
Songs?
Right there.
Okay.
This is the Beatles all together now. These are all from the Paul is Dead stuff. Okay. These are all from the Paul is Dead stuff. This is all together now. When you play it forward, it says all together now, all together now, all together now. When you play it backwards, it says I buried Paul. Go ahead, hit it.
All together now.
All together now.
All together.
Makes sense.
All together now.
All together now.
Catchy too.
All together
yeah.
now.
All together now.
All together now.
All right, now let's go backwards. I buried Paul. Now, again, would you hear it if I didn't point it out to you?
Not at all.
I don't know. The next one is Let It Be. And Let It Be, that's right. It's number 14. That's right. It should just be right there. Number 15?
Number 15.
Number 15 should be Let It Be, and if you play it, it should say Let It Be, Let It Be, Let It Be. Now, it's Paul McCartney singing it, and when you play it backwards, it should say I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead.
Okay.
All right, let's try it.
Let's see it.
Go ahead.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
Okay.
Keep it and
oh, he's dead.
Keep it.
I don't know. If I told you what it was.
Not at all.
I don't know. Yeah. This is the one, number 16. Is it coming up on 16? Yep. There we go. And the machine kind of fights us at all points in time. This is Revolution number 9 from the White Album. It says number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9. But when you play it backwards, it says, turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Hit it.
Number 9. Number 9.
Hear it jumping from speaker
nine,
to speaker?
I do, yeah.
Neat.
Number 9. Number 9.
New effect at that time called
nine,
pan.
Number 9. Number 9. Number 9. Number 9.
And here it comes.
I'm getting like chills. Oh, come on.
I don't know. Now, again, if I didn't point it out to you.
No, I wouldn't hear it.
I don't know. Now, here's the thing. Now, we played a bunch of backmasking for you that were, again, they're called palindromes and such, and they might have been real or not. You're going to want to jump back to cut number 3 on that one right there, and we have cut number 6 over there already. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've played some backwards masking for you that were mistakes, coincidences, if you will. We're going to play a few for you now that were actually placed, that were put there. You see, a lot of bands knew how silly this was, and they laid them in there.
Okay.
Some Christian bands even laid them in there.
Oh,
I remember.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. No, there were some Christian bands that did some wonderful stuff. There's one Christian band whose name escapes me at the moment who put at the beginning of their record, when they started to play, you heard a backmask message, and when you played it backwards, it said, stop looking for the devil when you should be looking for the Lord.
Wow.
And I thought, good for you.
Very good.
Good for you. And this one is from Def Leppard.
Okay.
And it's the beginning of the song Rocket. So go ahead and play the backmask CD. You'll hear it, and it sounds very Satan-y, 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 but when you play it backwards, you'll hear it doesn't have much to it. So again, you'll hear it back, you'll hear it forwards. What? What's that?
What is that?
All right, let's play it backwards. Here it comes. We're fighting with the gods of war. One more time. Yeah, that's Def Leppard. It's Mutt Lang in the studio. Go ahead and hit that one there. This is from the song Rocket. There you go. It starts the song. Now, listen to the lyrics of the song Rocket. It's basically an homage to every group that Def Leppard loved growing up. If you listen, every lyric mentions another British pop group. We'll be back with the Judas Priest story, and I'll try to explain to you the concept of subliminal music and how Judas Priest was exonerated by not being able to do subliminals. It just doesn't exist. We'll be back. Backmasking show right here on Rock School. We're going to talk about Judas Priest here in 1 minute, and I want to get this in. It's a little different than the backmasking show. It is subliminal, but I think it fits in here, and it gives me a chance to talk a little bit more about audio and the manipulation of audio and things that are done in a studio, and we'll have time afterwards to do a little bit more backmasking, but I do want to get this in and talk a little bit about it, and we will do as such in 1 minute on Rock School.
Home Theater Etc., located on the corner of Morris and Mooney across from Florida Parish's Bank, supports programming on 90.9 KSLU. Home Theater Etc. offers several brands of outdoor speakers for outdoor functions, including Klipsch, JBL, Mirage, Yamo, and MTX. Home Theater Etc. also offers barbecue pits. The telephone number is area code 985-340-7777. Home Theater Etc., a proud supporter of programming on 90.9 FM KSLU.
This is Rock School as we talk about backmasking. Let me tell you the story about Judas Priest and the song Better By You, Better Than Me. Number one, Judas Priest didn't write it. It's a cover of a Spooky Tooth group song, a group's name Spooky Tooth.
Spooky Tooth.
Yeah, Spooky Tooth. What happened? In 1985, 20-year-old James Vance and 19-year-old Ray Belknap in Reno, Nevada, went to a playground at a Lutheran church, decided to kill themselves. They took a 20-gauge shotgun. Both of them put their heads together, fired one shot. Belknap died. Vance followed but survived with a severely disfigured face, however died 3 years later after a suicidal overdose of painkillers. Now, obviously, nothing at all funny about what happened to those two young men. Here's where it starts to get odd. The parents of these two young men decided to blame Judas Priest for their death.
Why?
They, the parents and the lawyers, stated that Judas Priest had inside of the song Better By You, Better Than Me, subliminal messages of do it.
Do
now,
it.
Yeah, do it. Now, apart from the whole concept of do what, I guess they thought that do it meant kill yourself.
Yeah.
You know, do it could also mean buy sneakers,
yeah.
You know, go to school, go to church, do what have you. One of the things that came up, and the reason I felt it fit inside of the show, was that one of the things that came up inside of the trial was that in other Judas Priest songs, specifically the song Love Bites from the Defenders of the Faith LP, Rob Halford was forced to admit that he had done backmasking.
Okay.
And, okay, so what?
Yeah.
Well, the leap was supposed to be made inside of the jurors' minds that if Rob Halford had done backmasking, which was evil,
yeah,
obviously,
then surely do it
had been placed in a subliminal message. Okay, what subliminal message? As Fisher-Price as I can explain it, the human ear can supposedly, at its best, hear from approximately 16 hertz all the way up to about 30,000 hertz. That's the low end of the spectrum, the lowest note you can hear to the highest note you can hear. We hear best in these mid-range frequencies. Well, what the heck are they? Ever heard a cell phone?
Yeah.
That's about the mid-range frequencies. That's where a voice sounds like a voice. That's
mm-hmm.
why you can hear somebody in a cell phone. They sound like them, but they don't have any highs. They don't have any lows. Those are the mid-range frequencies. What a subliminal sound does is look at a sound envelope, and they look a sound is then looked at for frequencies that are covered. Frequencies that have more predominant frequencies on top of them. The ear will hear these frequencies better, but frequencies that are underneath it are sort of covered. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
There are frequencies that are better heard on top of it. Thus, these frequencies underneath, even though they're there, they're lower, but they're not going to be heard very well.
Okay.
So what you do is you take your message and you put them in these lower frequencies. So they're there, but they're only going to be heard, say, subconsciously. Mm-hmm. They're there. If you got rid of the frequencies, the mid-range frequencies that people hear better, you would hear this thing.
Okay.
So once you have those frequencies on top, these frequencies get covered, so you only hear them subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, they do this in supermarkets and in grocery stores and in department stores. Don't steal. Jeans are on sale. What have you. I don't know why they do that when they could, instead of doing subliminal advertising, they could just do, jeans are on sale in aisle 6. You see, that would help a little bit more. So we're going to play the song, Better By You, Better Than Me by Judas Priest. Supposedly it says, do it, do it, do it. They had audiologists in there that broke the whole thing down and were able to show it. Eventually the suit was dismissed. You be the judge. Here it is, Judas Priest, Better By You, Better Than Me. The subliminal message, do it, is supposedly in there. Do what? Play the song, apparently, on Rock School. No, there's a guitar and they're going dum 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 dum, and I maybe, but still, I don't know how that translates to.
I have the sudden urge to harm myself.
I don't get the, I don't get how that translates to two troubled young men going ahead and harming themselves.
The finger had to get pointed at somebody. And obviously they wasn't going to sit there and say, well, you know, the boy's just...
It was my son.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, being a father, my wife does that all the time. You know, my son will say something that's a little crude, even at 3.5, and she'll say to my son, where did you hear that? And I always look at her going, what do you mean, where did he hear it? Why didn't he come up with it? You know, why is it always somebody else? Oh, because my little boy is perfect and such. We're going to end up with one last one, and we're going to end up with this one. And by the way, I could do two more shows on this. Chad's looking at my notes here. Look at all the songs.
Plethora.
There are just a ton of them here. I could do two more shows on this, but it gets dull. I teach this. This is in one of my classes, and even students that are sitting in front of me with all of this, they just kind of go, wow, let's listen to this. Three songs later, they're like, okay, I got it. Yeah. It can really get dull, boring, and omnipresent, but this is one of my favorites. It's from Pink Floyd. It's from the 1979 Wall album, and it is an homage to Syd Barrett, the good man Syd Barrett. If you take the song Empty Spaces and you play it backwards, there is, and again, this is 79, this is when all of the Satan stuff was going on.
Yeah.
There is a prize, if you would, a Cupid doll for you if you find it. So it's on there. Let's see if you can hear it. We'll play it forwards first. We'll play it backwards. Go ahead and hit it. This is forwards. Hear it? This is forwards, hear it backwards. And that's where it ends. So here it is, backwards. Did you catch it?
I caught something.
I think I played a second time.
Congratulations.
Okay, listen. I turned it up. Congratulations. You've just discovered the secret message.
Please submit your answer.
Did you get it?
I caught it after he said, please submit your answer.
It says, hello, hunters. Congratulations. You've just discovered the secret message. Please send your answers to Old Pink, care of the Funny Farm.
Uh-huh.
Old Pink is, of course, Syd Barrett.
Okay.
Care of the Funny Farm, because he's insane. Chalfont. And then someone yells, Roger, Carolyn's on the phone. which is his wife. So here we go. It's Empty Spaces. We'll go right into the song Young Lust afterwards. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done with the backmasking show. Are you still spoofed by them?
No, not
anymore. They're just not that bad. Eh. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Beat Chad.
Class is Miss Nist.